My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
River Island's guest line, Howard Eskin, is with us here. Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Back to the call shortly. But what's going on, Howard? How are you?
You know what? You're living in the past. That's the last time with an Allen Iverson team that the 76ers got past the second round of the playoffs. And so those were the good times for the Sixers. Now they just, they're living in never land. They're 2 to 3 years away from being 2 to 3 years away from being 2 to 3 years away.
Well, I'm trusting the process, Howard. So say, you know, we're out here trusting the process.
You sound
so.
Like you don't trust the process, Howard.
Didn't you guys at one time want either? I don't know if it was your show. Wanted Ben Simmons. Oh, what a stiff. Oh. And then you can have Joel Embiid.
I'd be interested in Joel Embiid.
All-time drama queen.
Yeah, no, never been interested in Ben Simmons. I know what you're talking about. Okay. But, Howard, what about this? Okay. Speaking of living in the past, that trade this morning caught my attention. The Eagles getting Jahan Dotson. I know that's not some flashy sort of an acquisition, but I look at what the Eagles have done at skill position players this offseason. Saquon Barkley paying both A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Meantime, here are the Niners kind of playing footsie with two of their starter players who aren't in yet. And it feels to me like the Eagles are acting so aggressively, and I'm tracing all of that back to December 3rd of last year, where they were so embarrassed that it has led to this aggression in the offseason. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't think it was based on the one game. I guess you're talking about the game against San Francisco. But I don't think it was based on one game. It was based on the end of the season where they lost, what, 6 out of the last 7 games or 5 out of the last 6, whatever it was. It wasn't pretty. So, you know, they always look to improve. I thought they were okay at wide receiver because you're only talking about the third wide receiver. You have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. What you also have, when you said they paid people, they paid a running back more than most teams would pay a running back. That's a running back. And Saquon Barkley. And as soon as they paid him that, I said, he's going to be more than a running back. I think Saquon Barkley will be the third leading receiver on the Eagles football team because I think they're going to use him that much. So what they're doing is they're giving Jalen Hurts so many weapons that they have to be successful on offense, and they just have to be better, and they should be successful on offense, and they have to be better on defense, which they weren't. Last year, they couldn't tackle me, so they weren't physical. They didn't tackle well. They didn't do a lot of things well, but they've got some players on defense, which I know are better. They got a defensive coordinator who I know is better. So, you know, all those things considered, I think, and you guys aren't going to want to hear this, they're one of the top 2 teams in the NFC. And you're going to, you've got to ask me the question. Who's the other one,
Howard?
Green Bay.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah, so, you know, I think San Francisco is in for a rude awakening. The 49ers are in for a rude awakening. And here's what I base it on. It's just statistical fact that the team that loses a Super Bowl has only gotten back once in the last 30 years, the next year, has only gotten back once in the last 30 years, the next season, which indicates that those teams do not have a good year the next year. So I'm putting the 49ers in that position. I mean, they have some issues, and we got to see whether Brock Purdy is Joe Montana, which, you know, I'm sure people out there in San Francisco, you know, are kind of putting them up to that level. Joe Montana's the best quarterback that ever played in the NFL. So that you know, that's always been my stance. But whatever the case, I want to see Brock Purdy do it again. Brandon Ayuk, whether he signs there, stays there, they're just not going to be the same, even if he stays there. He hasn't had camp, not that that's a big deal, but it's apparent they're not going to give him the contract that he wants. Everybody wants to be the top paid wide receiver. So they have, and that's what happens when you get to a Super Bowl. When you lose it, players want to get their money. They want to get their money anyway. So I don't think San Francisco's in there. I don't think Detroit will be the same team, because now they have a tougher schedule, and now people understand that they're a better team. And the Rams are the only other team, if Stafford stays healthy, who I think can be a good team in the NFC. There's nobody in the NFC East, because the Cowboys will always choke and suck. The Giants are awful. Mm. The Redskins might be a little bit better, but not good enough. So, I mean, what other teams in the NFC? You tell me. I think the Eagles and Green Bay are the two best teams, and they play the first game of the season. Unfortunately for the Eagles,
yeah,
it's in Brazil. That was supposed to be a home game, and now it's a neutral site, which is not fair to the Eagles. But whatever the case, they got to do it.
And I guess when you lose in Brazil, I don't know what the conversion rate of a loss in Brazil is, but I guess 0-1 will still be 0-1 in Philadelphia. What's your big reservation about the Niners, other than your quaint little stat about one time in 30 years as a team made it back? Is your biggest reservation about the Niners' chances this year, is it about Brock Purdy, the quarterback, and your doubts?
No, I don't think it. Brock Purdy's just part of the equation, but it works for Brock Purdy because everything else worked for him. I mean, the team was, they were a really good team. There's no question that the 49ers were a really good team. But they had, they made it easier for Brock Purdy because he had good people around him. Obviously, McCaffrey is the key figure in that whole thing, but you still need the other players. I don't think it's just Brock Purdy. There's something about it, I don't know what it is, that when a team loses a Super Bowl, they're just not as good the next year. And don't ask me to explain it. I'm just giving you history. I know you don't want to hear history when it works against the 49ers, but that's the reality of what the NFL is.
Wow.
The Eagles lost the Super Bowl, and they folded the second half of the year. They folded the last six or seven games. So whatever it is, it's usually the case that the team's not as good, regardless of whether they go back to a Super Bowl the next year. That just points out the obvious.
How many times during that time, Howard, has the Super Bowl winner gone back to the Super Bowl again the next year?
More times, because the Patriots went back.
Yep.
I think the Chiefs went back.
Yeah, but they also went back after they lost. They also went back after they lost.
I don't know. Well, let's put it this way. There's more teams that went back. Now, I don't know whether they won it when they went back. All I know is this fact of life, which is history, just jumps out at you when only one losing team is going back the next year in 30 years.
I'm not going to argue the facts, but if the only examples of where the winner goes back are the two dynasties of the Patriots and Chiefs, don't you think?
I'm sure there's more.
Yeah, but couldn't I answer this with it's just hard to go to the Super Bowl. Like you're usually not going to go to the Super Bowl.
But for whatever reason, but teams that win go back more than teams that lose. That's all. That's a fact. I hate to break the news to you, but that's a fact. All right? That's a fact. What happened when the 49ers choked against, who was it, the Ravens? They didn't go back the next year, right?
Right.
No. Yeah.
Okay. That's another one. So, yeah. You know, they're just –
I mean,
when the Eagles gacked it 2 years ago against Kansas City, they didn't make it back last year.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it right now, Howard, and literally, if you go back, I'm just scanning this now. If you go back the last 30 years, you pretty much need a dynasty to go back to, like, Dallas did this in the 90s. Obviously, the 49ers did it in the 80s. New England did it a couple of times. Kansas City's done it a couple of times. The only other team that I can see that's been in back-to-back Super Bowls, and again, I'm just scanning the board, is Denver in 98 and 99. But, like, even some of the greats, like Baltimore.
That's what, four or five teams?
If you're going back 40 years, basically it's the dynasties. So if your point is that the Niners are not a dynasty, acknowledged. You know what I mean? But, like,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm just giving you facts. I'm just trying to help you out there. You don't go, so you don't fall too hard.
Seattle did it in 14
and
15.
It's somewhat of an arbitrary line that you draw, because if you go back, 33 years, you see that Buffalo went to four straight. But your 30-year stat, it stands up. And it's that's the beauty of what we do, Howard, is we all draw these arbitrary lines in the sand. Like my partner and I were talking about last year, how Philly was 10-1 until the Niners broke them, and then they lost six of their last seven.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I understand that. And the Eagles just weren't good enough last year. There were flaws, and they were exposed at the end of the season. So, I mean, I've acknowledged that. I've accepted that. But they'll be better this year than the 49ers. That's almost a guarantee. They'll be better than the 49ers. Almost a guarantee.
Howard Eskin in Philly here on 95.7 The Game with Willard and Dibs. Howard, I wanted to ask you this. Like, that story, and it kind of came and went fast, but maybe 3-4 weeks ago, that Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts were just not on the same page last year. Have they got that fixed? How do you see that?
Well, that wasn't new news. It was clickbait for ESPN, which is the clickbait machine in America. It was a story that was it was old news. We already knew about all that. It wasn't new. They weren't on the same page. Jalen Hurts has grown up since then, and I wasn't sure he could take the accountability that he should have taken, but he's been much better. I mean, I just notice it, and I see it around his teammates. He's better, but that's old news. That's just old news. It's just, if you want to, you know, look back at the past and live in the past, you got to move forward. And yeah, there were challenges last year. And but also one of the stories, and I don't know who put it out there, again, was clickbait, that Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown didn't get along, which was total nonsense and total BS, because they were really, really tight. But that came out there, too. So everybody was trying to find something. And it was a story, and I think it was put out before the first time that Jalen Hurts was scheduled to speak after the mini camps. Isn't it interesting that it came out right before that? It was shocking. Shocking. And then, you know, and then people gobble it up for a couple of days, and then you move forward. Yes, and there were challenges between, but there were challenges between the quarterback and the offensive coordinator, which is the head coach, and there were challenges on defense with the coordinator. Matt Patricia was the coordinator, and although a great guy, he just wasn't a good defensive coordinator. So, and that was a change made in the middle of the year, and players had some issues with him, but it's not that juicy clickbait nonsense that they can regurgitate on ESPN 24 hours a day. So, I mean, that's really what it came down to. But we're past that, and that's old news, really. And I'm not just pushing it aside. You know, there was things that existed that weren't good, but it's old news. And they're moving forward, and everybody seems to be on the same page now. And Jalen Hurts, I can't go by if he makes completions in camp, in the 11-on-11s. That doesn't mean anything to me. It's the way he's throwing the football and the way I can see he's engaged with his teammates now, which I don't know whether that was totally the case last year. So he will have a better year this year than he had last year. No question about it. And he is better than, let's put it this way, he is better than Brock Purdy.
Oh, please, boy, it's inflammatory.
Maybe. Howard Eskin in Philly. Hey, man, we always enjoy talking to you. I do like the trade they made this morning. Let's definitely catch up during the year, even though the two teams don't play.
Yeah, the one thing I will say, something positive, I love Steve Kerr as a head coach.
Okay.
I love him. Love them. And they got terrific players. Love them. You know, I wish we had a coach like that for the basketball team in Philadelphia.
Maybe someday you'll get to see May basketball again sometime, Howard.
We're 2 to 3 years away from being.
Yeah. I love that line.
You just hate Boston, so you love that he benched Jason Tatum. That's all that this is about. I see through that.
I'm telling you. I loved Larry Bird, so I loved the Celtics back in the day.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Howard, thanks, man. Good to talk to you.
All right, take care. Have a good day.
You too. There goes Howard Eskin in Philly.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.